U.S. Army forces mounted a limited attack into southern Baghdad today. An armored battalion with the 3rd Infantry Division overwhelmed Iraqi defenses in a move the military sees as both strategic and symbolic. With the U.S. now in control of Baghdad's airport and key approaches on the south and west of the city, U.S. forces believe today's strike reveals a severely weakened Iraqi military unable to stop any American advance. NPR's Eric Westerveld is traveling with the battalion that mounted today's attack.
Armored Task Force 164 had spent the last 2 days chasing down and destroying remnants of the Republican Guard's Medina Division. Then the order came in that 164 would lead a quick strike into the southern edge of Baghdad. Captain Larry Burris, commander of a company within the task force, brought his platoon leaders together last night to lay out the attack plan and offer encouragement.
Identify the threat, eliminate the threat, continue to move. We do not stop to shoot, okay? You got that?
Yes, sir.
We do not stop to shoot.
Roger. Just keep rolling.
If you shoot and you miss, red platoon picks it up. If you shoot and you miss, blue platoon picks it up.
Which
you fucking
we did today.
Keep moving. All right? You'd be a liar if you said you're not scared. Mm-hmm. Or you're not nervous, all right? I'll be straight up, you'd be a fucking liar. But you gotta have faith. You gotta count on one another.
Today at first light, the task force's some 30 tanks and 20 Bradley fighting vehicles pushed fast up Highway 8, the main southern entrance to Baghdad. Just 10 minutes after crossing the city line, the armored battalion started firing on Iraqi positions dug into the roadside. Some of the sandbagged bunkers were abandoned. Iraqi artillery pieces and armored personnel carriers burned in the streets. At one point, massive secondary explosions from an Iraqi truck packed with artillery rained burning shrapnel down on the convoy.
Are you moving over? Let's go!
Soon, Iraqi fighters packed in the back of gun-mounted pickup trucks began to charge the armored convoy, as if on suicide runs. The 50-caliber machine guns and the U.S. Bradleys and Abrams killed the majority of fighters. As the armored attack moved through Baghdad, it left burning trucks and dead Iraqi soldiers in its wake. At one point, groups of Iraqi soldiers resorted to playing dead before they opened fire. Bradley Commander Lieutenant Timothy Stevenson.
A lot of the guys, I mean, the soldiers, we'd drive by and you'd see them laying there on the ground off on the side. And, you know, of course, I'm just thinking, freaking Wild Bunch ahead of us already took them out. Next thing I know, they're popping up shooting. They're laying on the ground playing dead. So a lot of them in uniform, all in uniform. So, but yeah, they were just mostly dismounts. I didn't see really a whole lot of vehicles moving at us, just mostly dismounts with RPGs and AK-47s.
Today's strike was more than a probe, but far less than a full attack on Baghdad. It enabled U.S. forces to test Iraqi defenses and see the Iraqi response, which was slow and ineffective. A forceful Iraqi counterpunch to this U.S. armored attack never came. And the strike was certainly intended to send a message to what remains of the Iraqi regime. Colonel David Perkins is commander of the 2nd Brigade Combat Team, Task Force 164's parent unit.
So we really neutered his defenses, as well as sent the clear signal that we are not bogged down, that we are quite capable to fight on his terrain in the city, and that we can go where and when we want in the city. We'll continue to increase our stranglehold on the city and take bites of it, you know, a piece at a time until, in fact, the regime does collapse.
The limited attack also showed that the Medina Division and other Republican Guard forces likely had not reinforced Baghdad, or if they had, their defenses have now largely collapsed. Most heavy armor the task force encountered today was unoccupied. Captain Burris and his company of armored infantrymen fought the remnants of the Medina Division before attacking southern Baghdad today.
It's the same thing we encountered yesterday when we moved south to the Medina headquarters. And a lot of the stuff was abandoned, and there were still signs of uniforms laying on the side of the road out there. Like, guys had just seen what we were doing and said, the heck with it.
A lone Iraqi soldier put up his hands. The tank commander he surrendered to called him the smartest man in Baghdad. Two of Task Force 164's Bradley fighting vehicles took a direct hit from an RPG round. In both cases, the damage was minimal and the injuries minor. The task force lost one tank after it caught fire from an RPG round, and the crew safely abandoned the tank. one U.S. soldier was killed by small arms fire during the attack. Some civilians trying to flee the scene were caught in the carnage. In one instance, a Bradley round obliterated a car filled with Iraqi fighters. The secondary explosions ignited a car nearby filled with civilians racing to escape the fighting. This reporter saw two children stumble dazed and injured from the burning wreckage as their parents burned. Gunner Donald Sills was in one of the lead tanks. He said he was relieved to have survived, but bothered by what he'd seen.
A few of the things I saw I didn't really like too well, but I'm doing fine right now.
I wish, Sills added, more Iraqis had just given up today. The company's first sergeant added, I killed for the first time today. I don't feel so good about it. But he added after a long pause, that guy was shooting at me. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, with the 3rd Infantry Division's Task Force 164, near Baghdad.